This is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Audra McCabe. In wildfire news, the Center for Western Priorities reports that recent policy decisions in Washington, D.C. are likely to have a significant impact on the 2026 wildfire year. In particular, massive staff layoffs, budget cuts, below-average levels of hazardous fuels reduction, and low morale are likely to constrain the capacity of federal agencies to manage heightened wildfire risks in the months ahead. Out of all 50 states, Colorado lost the highest percentage of federal land management agency staff, dropping 26% between 2024 and 2025. Additionally, prescribed burning, thinning, and other wildfire prevention work in federally managed forests and grasslands fell 35% in the Trump administration's first year in office. Within hours of her release from prison on Monday, Tina Peters appeared on Steve Bannon's podcast and proclaimed, "I know Democrats are going to cheat." Peters, a former Mesa County clerk, was convicted of orchestrating a security breach of her county's election system in an effort to prove unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. Peters served 19 months in state prison before her 9-year sentence was cut in half last month by Governor Jared Polis and a controversial clemency decision. Peters also told Bannon on Monday, quote, "I still have a fight to clear my name and bring out the truth of why they came after me the way they did." The Colorado Department of Education announced today that more than 600 summer meal sites are open statewide to provide meals free of charge to all youths 18 and younger. The Summer Meals Program is funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and administered by the Colorado Department of Education School Nutrition Unit in partnership with community-based program sponsors. Last year, program sponsors provided approximately 2 million meals to Colorado youth. Parents, families, and community members can visit www.kidsfoodfinder.org to find a nearby meal site, including locations, dates, and times. A new report from Colorado River experts says water levels in major reservoirs are even closer to devastating consequences than current data shows. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, the authors say another dry winter this year could bring those reservoirs to the brink.
Federal data about Lake Powell and Lake Mead, which are both partially in Arizona, shows they're about a quarter full. Ann Castle, one of the report's authors, argues that the amount of usable water in those reservoirs makes them functionally closer to zero, since they have to store a minimum amount or risk dams and hydroelectric generators not working.
That undermines the value of the entirety of the Colorado River reservoir system, and we don't want to get there.
Castle called on state negotiators to urgently come up with a plan to keep more water in those reservoirs by cutting back on use instead of just adding water from other reservoirs upstream. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
At last night's special meeting, the Montrose County School District Board of Education voted to place Dr. Carrie Stevenson on non-punitive, non-disciplinary paid leave. The decision comes amid a third-party investigation into former Olathe Elementary School principal Jennifer Hesse. The allegations against Hesse have not been made public per policy. The school board previously voted not to place Stevenson on leave, but the motion failed. Public notice for last night's meeting was given Monday morning. The sole focus of the meeting was reconsidering placing Stevenson on leave. During the meeting, it was revealed that several employees at Olathe Elementary accused Dr. Stevenson of intimidation at a recent meeting, alleging that she made them feel as though they could not speak up regarding the investigation into Hesse. Stevenson made a lengthy comment, asserting that the allegations were baseless.
"Now tonight, the board is considering another serious employment action based on an allegation I deny, without my having been asked for my account before this special meeting was called."
Stevenson then turned the tables, announcing that she was filing a grievance against the board.
"This grievance involves three related concerns: board governance violations, serious concerns with the superintendent evaluation process, and retaliation. At the center of this grievance is a continuing pattern in which individual board members, particularly President Balick, have acted outside the authority of the board as a body. My employment agreement, as well as state law, is clear that I serve under the leadership and direction of the board acting as a body."
Stevenson later accused Balick of directing district staff herself outside of board action. At the end of her comment, Stevenson asked for an investigation into allegations outlined in the grievance.
I am submitting this grievance in good faith. I am asking for a prompt, independent investigation.
The board then had a lengthy discussion about placing Dr. Stevenson on leave. Here's member Tiffany Vinson.
When there's five individuals saying they feel, which you can't tell somebody they're wrong for what they feel, right? They felt intimidated that it was said something along the lines of they were the ones to blame for ruining the careers of two principals now. So with them feeling intimidated, I feel like this is just a good way to protect everybody involved, protect the superintendent, protect Olathe, protect everybody involved. It's like he said, not punitive. This is just a way to keep everybody isolated so that there's not more being piled on. Like, this is piling on to the original complaints.
Much of the discussion focused on how Dr. Stevenson's responsibilities could be handled during her potential absence. Stevenson mentioned the importance of finishing her ongoing principal evaluations, to which Vice President Tad Valerio suggested she be allowed to finish the task.
There is no one else here that can finish principal evaluations. I've been evaluating them all year long. That is just it. That won't happen. So just
we'll
be clear about that.
We'll be caught out, Mom.
Then that may be something that you can do and just focus on that particular task.
The laughter that followed Valerio's comment was heard frequently throughout the meeting, along with comments and complaints about the board. President Balick repeatedly asked the crowd to stop laughing or making comments. One board member, Scott Scarborough, remained relatively quiet during the meeting. But an hour and 20 minutes in, he leaned forward and asked a question that indicated that he may not have been tracking the discussion very closely.
In the motion, you indicated this would start after the investigation, the action. Is that what?
No, this is start June 3rd.
Start tomorrow, June 3rd. The investigation's still going, but the leave would start for Dr. Stevenson.
So the motion doesn't have that verbiage that it's what would start after the investigation was over? I thought I heard that.
No.
Okay.
It's to maintain the integrity of the investigation itself.
The school board's controversial law firm, Miller Farmer Carlson Law, was also brought into the discussion. Here's Stevenson.
When I first received a copy of the allegations for a disgruntled employee that named several current employees, including me, I did what a professional superintendent should do. I stated that I should recuse myself from handling the matter, and I recommended that the district hire an independent investigator. I did that because I wanted the matter handled fairly, professionally, and without any appearance that I was influencing the process. What happened next was highly unusual. Legal counsel quickly suggested that the matter become the responsibility of the board rather than district administration. The Board of Education does not typically insert itself into operational personnel matters in this way.
KVNF previously reported that the founder of the firm, Brad Miller, stated at an education conference that conservative school boards should have a superintendent aligned with their agenda.
I think in both cases, there were a couple other steps they needed to take. They needed to make sure that they had engaged a superintendent that's aligned with them. And I think a few other elements, the board secretary, the communications person, you know, there's different folks within the system that if they're not aligned with you, they're gonna undermine you if you're moving in parent-friendly ways. So you just gotta be very cognizant of building a structure quickly, but without being too dramatic.
We asked Stevenson for her thoughts on the role of Miller Farmer Carlson after the meeting.
Well, you know, I go back to my quote from my dad. If it doesn't feel right, if it's not sitting right, something's not right.
The board voted to have Dr. Jessica Kolb, the current executive director of academic services, take over Stevenson's responsibilities during her leave. Kolb stated during the meeting that she would accept the position pending certain conditions to be discussed with the board. The board may still contact Dr. Stevenson during her leave for certain tasks or responsibilities. KVNF will continue covering this story as it unfolds. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audra McKee.